Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 51 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Strong to Keep His Word. James Merritt said, "The primary purpose of reading the Bible is not to know the Bible, but to know God." Francis Chan said, "Don't fall into the trap of studying the Bible without doing what it says." Our text today is Joshua 23:4-8. It reads, "Behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance for your tribes those nations that remain, along with all the nations that I have already cut off, from the Jordan to the great sea in the west. The Lord your God will push them back before you and drive them out of your sight. And you shall possess their land, just as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very strong to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right nor to the left, that you may not mix with these nations remaining among you, or make mention of the names of their gods, or swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them, but that you shall cling to the Lord your God, just as you have done to this day." It takes strength and determination to live for God. A concentrated effort is needed to faithfully obey God's word. The Holy Spirit will give you the divine ability to live according to God's word, but you must provide the determination. You, and only you, control your desires. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." A life of a disciple begins with the individual want-to of every believer. How much do you want to follow Jesus? No one ever drifted to a more dedicated life with Jesus. In 1999, Charles Stanley preached a message entitled, "A Warning Against Spiritual Drifting." In that message, Pastor Stanley gave the following wisdom on drifting. Imagine floating in a river. Which way does the current take you? Upstream or downstream? Of course, the answer is downstream. Only by actively swimming against the current will you arrive at the headwaters. Likewise, no Christian has ever drifted closer to God, only further away from Him, and deeper into the ways of our fallen world. If we follow our current culture, we will only continually move downstream from God's will. If we want to get to where the power of the river flows, we must move upstream. It's much easier to float with the current. It requires a lot more effort to climb uphill through the rapids against the flow to get to the top of the river. What is true physically is also true spiritually. God's river of truth begins with God's word. To get to the headwaters of His will for our lives, we have to go against the flow of popular opinion and live obedient to His word. The following story by David Guzik further illustrates this truth. A strong church once inscribed these words in an archway leading to the churchyard: "We preach Christ crucified." Over time, two things happened. The church lost its passion for Jesus and His gospel, and ivy began to grow on the archway. The growth of the ivy covered the message and showed the spiritual decline. The ivy grew and covered the word crucified. Thus, the message simply read, "We preach Christ." The church preached about Jesus as a great man, but never His crucifixion and resurrection. The ivy kept growing, and soon you could only see, "We preach." The church had left Jesus out of most messages, preaching religious cliches and social graces. Finally, one could only read, "We," and the church became another social gathering place, all about the people and not about God. What happened with the church in the story is also what happened to the nation of Israel shortly after Joshua's death. Joshua tried to warn them of the danger of drifting. He tried to challenge them towards a strong commitment to obey God's word. The word Joshua used in verse 6, that is translated as strong, is a word that means courageous. It's the same word rendered strong That's found three times back in Joshua 1, 6 through 9. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua repeatedly told the Israelites to be strong and courageous when it came to keeping God's word. From the beginning of Joshua's ministry to the very end, the message was consistently repeated. That message never changed. We need to continually echo the same message today. Questions. Have you ever drifted in your walk with Jesus? When? What happened? What is your current level of desire to follow Jesus? What needs to take place to cause you to want more of God in your life? Although Christians are not under the law of Moses, how can we take the heart of Joshua's admonition to keep and do all that is written in God's word and apply it to our lives in a deeper way? Pray with me. Lord, walk with us and teach us how to be strong and courageous. Awaken a desire in us to follow you, so that we can have more and more of you in our lives, and show us what it means to keep your word as it is written in today's world. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.